Penn Quakers gave the women Tigers all they could handle today at the Palestra. In the end, the Tigers hung on 67-54, although the Quakers got within two in the third quarter. We're going to pause at this point for a word with Carla Berube post-game. Coach,
yeah.
Ellie Mitchell didn't do a whole lot until the last quarter. Then she gets three charges and then gets run over when we were on offense. She makes two free throws. How big was that play?
Yeah, just said that in the locker room, that she really came alive in that fourth quarter defensively. Took those charges, made it hard for them to get shots in the paint. And then, she always takes a lot of contact, and she, had, I don't know who it was, but kind of barreled through her screen, and she just stepped up and made big free throws. So it was, it was a tough game all around. But we, we fought through it and had a great fourth quarter.
And you've got to be very pleased on defense. You hold a pretty good scoring team to 54 points.
Yeah, I do. I think we forced them into 27 turnovers and some, which included some shot clock violations that I really like. I think there are some things that we can work on defensively for the next time we play them. But overall, I think it was our struggles on offense that, I think we could have done a better job executing and just getting some better looks.
Chet Nowecki's been starting now for a few games. You look like a genius doing that. How about her today?
No, I'm no genius. Maybe she should have been starting for a while. But she's just really, she's emerged as both a leader and just just important player on our court. Defensively, she's really versatile. She rebounds the ball well. And she's been finishing well inside.
Appreciate it. This point year after year, night after night, you're just used to being the target.
Yeah. I mean, we expect, our opposition to give us their best. I mean, we have to go into every game thinking that way. And I thought Penn played really well. They made some really tough shots and executed well and made it really hard for us. So that's what we expect, every game in the Ivy League. Really happy to come out with a victory here. It's not an easy place to play in the Palestra. I love playing here, but it's never been easy.
Do you play here in the ABL? I was trying to think back. That first year, Philly team.
Yeah,
was,
the Philly Rage.
This was home court.
Yeah.
And I was trying to think. Because you never played at UConn here, did you?
No, I didn't. We didn't play at UConn, but I'm trying to think. Yeah, I mean, we played the Philly Rage. It might have been. Might have been here. Yeah.
Coach Caitlin Chen.
I didn't get in the game very much, but I was here. Yeah.
Caitlin Chen played 40 minutes today. Are you aware of that as you go, that she hasn't been off the court?
Yeah, but it, she's just got a motor. She doesn't get tired, and she'll let me know if she needs a break. But she was still, getting after it and getting to the rim and making tough shots in that fourth quarter. So I don't think she was tired, but we can rely on that if we need to. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Great to see you.
Yeah.
Well, that was Carla Berube reflecting on this afternoon's contest in the Palestra. There'll be more on this game posted on the site at some point. That's it from the Palestra, 67 for the Tigers, 54 for the Quakers.